Bemso. Not because less the Bemso, he doesn't have a Chalisha Midi. But it's a Halacha in the Maiset Vila. In the Maiset Vila. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Chash Bashita is no. There is no special requirement, special Halacha in the Maiset Vila. That the Maiset Vila of an Odom has to be realized in a quantity of Memso. But just as a mikveh, midraise, not a mayo, has a halishem kele of with a revis vis-a-vis tefillas kelim, but it does not have a halishem mikveh. I'm sorry. Just as a mikveh of revis mayim, midraise has a halishem mikveh vis-a-vis tefillas kelim. But it does not have a halisha mikveh vis-a-vis tefillas odom. Does not have midraisi. Does not have a halisha mikveh. So ligabi mayon too. A mayon kolshu who has a halisha mikveh vis-a-vis kelim. But vis-a-vis odom, a mayon kolshu does not have a halisha mikveh. Only a mayon of memso has a halisha mikveh. Relative to Odom. Relative to Kelim, so Imayim Kolshu has a Chalei Shem Mikve. Relative to Odom, only Imayim of Memso has a Chalei Shem Mikve. So Mimele, the relative to Odom, there couldn't be any Ashoke through Imayim Kolshu, only through Imayim of Memso. So that's why the Rashba says that if the water between the Mayim and the Sheikis is Memso, then even an Odom could be table inside the Sheikis because of the Aloha of Ashoke. Because there is Ashoke with a mikveh, with a mayon that has a Chalisha mikveh, even Ligabi to a Sodom. But the Mishnah has reference to a case where there is very little water between the mayon and the Sheikis. So Mimele, that means that this Mayon does not even have a Chalisha Mikveh vis-a-vis Odom. So how could there be a Shoke vis-a-vis Odom? There could only be a Shoke vis-a-vis Kelim, not vis-a-vis Odom. Oh. Because of Abach, Mi umashem atera rajbo, Litvin, Techakli, Kishish mem sobineyem, din chodeshu, vilo imashem hochem apeiskin, אלו תחקלי לילום פוסל אם לא יניקה בישול יהי אפילו יש ממסו בין המיון לכלי וגם לא שאין הרש בו it's a mistake, not a rush וגם לא שאין הרש בו גופה נירד לי פוסק להי דינה על היי דינה עד כאן כוסף הפסיוסה בשם המור דחי בשם רבני יאלו בשם הריקח דאמס המים שימשיכו דרך חיץ מקרקע אל גיגס דלו מרזקס יסן ממסו ושוק ההגיגיס בקרקע, עושה ליטרו בשיח הגיגיס, אף על פי שמי הגיגיס שאין שום עם מחובור לעם. עד כאן הוא פושט הוא, דין יש בשול ההגיגיס, נקש ורסנית, דיקושה. נאו לטעס. סיף י' דלת. מה יש עם קלח לשיח כלי? נראה דהי כלי נעשה מדעס שום. דין נעשה מדעס שום, דין לא יקיים או יופס לה מים היצים משום שיב? דו כוסה בסיף למעלב, בכלים שתחס הציניה, דידף כי מדעס עוד אמינו. ואם לא יסחשו גם מה שבשיח הכלי, משום השוק, דובי להקשיס, יסחשו גם מה שבשיח הכלי, משום השוק, שמיימה יום מתאי ריסום, כמו יחזה, דיקן יש חשש, שמייד לו בשיח הכלי, so yes, the kashim. In other words, why should it be possible with a shov? So the task force says that this mayon that drops water into the sheikis, so that sheikis was installed and was placed there deliberately. Because if by mistake the sheikis happened to be placed there, and then the water of the mayon dropped into the Sheikis, so then that water wouldn't become shor, because there's the aloche that even if water enters into a kele, but if the person was not mischaving that it should enter, by mistake he left the kankanim, and then rainwater dropped into it, it has become shov. So why does it become shov as a result of dropping into the sheikes? Obviously, because the sheikes was deliberately placed there, installed there. But if inadvertently the sheikes was placed there, so then the water that comes into the sheikes doesn't become shov. So then he asks, but even if it was deliberately, because when he installed the sheikes, so that water should come into the sheikes, so it did become shov, but let the shov be poka as a result of its chibur, its connection with the mayon, thrash, okay? So he says, there is a special drabonon, this is what the Rosh says, that there is no ashoke, there is no ashoke, no iruv between mayim and ikele, and mayim in the mikveh. That's what he says. The Kanye Shah Shema Yitl, because especially Zeire, Shema Yitl, this is what the Rosh in his Perush says. בילח שיוצא מהכלא, פירוש כשימולי, או שיש נקם מצילי, אבל כשיש נקם שפירה סנאית, בשוליים, נראה די נפסול, די נפסול. Why does he say, אבל כשיש? So he says, כשהוא מולי, או שיש נקם בצילי. And בצילי means hind the David. אבל כשיש נקם, כשפירה סנאית בשוליים, נראה די נפסול. Now, you see, so, he does not, you see, because there is a machlekes, according to the Rashi, according to the Rashi and the Rosh, there is a machlekes tanoim as to whether a nekev mashu eliminates the psul of shuvim, a nekev mashu in the shulayim eliminates the psul of shuvim, or only a nekev kishver zaneit. So the mechaber mentions both days. One day is klishenika bishul yafilu kol shul nechoshev kli lifsul samikve. That's the Rishenim who passed like the Tanekame, that only Nekev Kishver Asaneid in the Shulayim itself will eliminate the Psul of Shul. So that's why he mentions Mashal, even in the Shulayim, because the Psak of the Mechaber is not such a double portion. The Mechaber himself is Cheshish Lechatchile for the Shita of the Mashal. I mean, there are many Rishenim who pass like that. I mean, that's the Shita of the Rambam also. The Rambam also passes that only a Nekev Kishishver Asaneid will eliminate the Psul of Shuvim in the Shulayim itself. So that's the Shita of the Marshal, like the Psak of the Rambam. That's why he says, Avo Kishish Nekev Kishver Asaneid Bishulayim, Nira Dei Nipsul. But only if there is a Nekev Kishver Asaneid, not if there is a Nekev Mashu. All right. על סבא סכיר לסייכי, פיר שאוי מהמי ומי ומקצוע סבא קבי סבא סכלי, פצוע סבא סכלי, קשיר עם המים יסבא כלי, אבל פי שאוי סבא סכלי סייכי, לבשע מים שלי ועסבא כלי מתאי כל המים, בכל שהוא, אבל פי שמי הכלי, הם מרובים מכל מוקים, כל המים הם מחוברים מלבעיון על ידי המים המיעוטים, הניב ועסבא סכלי וניטורים, אבל פי שבוא ניבסו ובשיבה, כי שאוו דרך הכלי, כן כוסף הראש, אורי. Now, so we'll leave it here. We'll leave it here. Now, I mentioned that you should go over the sugya in Chagige and the Tesis. It's very important, the Tesis. And if you can look up, if you have the Tesis read in this medrash, you will look up the Tesis read on Chagige and that sugya. Now the Mishneh of Chima Bakedesh, Davchov, just the Mishneh, and then you don't have to go over the whole Gemara there, but just Bakedesh by time alone. So Omar Avile Mipnei Shekvedesh El Kli Chaitzit. And you can skip the rest of the Gemara, and then Rove says another time. The reason is why. The Aloch is that Bichum, you can be Tevil Kli Bisekli. You have many machtim in areas that are tomei, and you have a bikele that is tomei, so you put the machtim in areas and inside that kele, in the bikele, and you are table them together. That, but Bekedesh, you cannot do it. Bekedesh, so midrabonon, you have to be tevil each kele separately. You cannot put a machat, shal kedesh, that is tomei, into a kele, a kad, that is tomei. But you have to realize it really on itself, not in another kele. So the question is, why is it so? Is it a rabbon? So Rebile says it's exere sometimes it's all right to put, let's say, one kele in another kele. But suppose that the small kele presses very hard against the shulayim of the other kele with its weight, so that no water can penetrate between, so then it's chzitze. But in such a case where it mamish presses very hard, so even in chum you couldn't be table one kele inside other kele. But Rabbi says that the Chachomim made a special takone that bekedesh you couldn't be tevel one kele inside another kele, even if it doesn't press very hard, very tightly, and the shule akli, and the shule kli achitze, because of exeir. That's bekedesh. This is what Rabbi says, and then Rove says another time. Then the Rove says, "Reisha in the time exeir shelo yad bil machte mitzneir yez bichli sheim piv kishver asaneid." Then the Gemara says, "Daf chov beis omedalev." What's nafkemine? So that sugye. So the Rashi and the Teisves. And if you can get a Teisves read, you should look over in the Teisves read how he explains that Gemara. All right, the Teisves. All right. This is the Rishala. Kli tomei shenosam bisecha kilim acherim vihitfil Hakel also lehem tvile. Afal pi she pi akli tzar b'yeser. Sha'aramayim nichnosin lehi. U'miteich she also tvile likli agodol, also tvile likelim she b'zeh. So in other words, if the kli achitzin is also tomei, and the kli apnimi, of course, is tomei. So then the tvile is eile for the kli apnimi, even though the mouth of the keli achitzin is less than shverazaneit. Shverazaneit. We only if he was tablet alpim, but if he was tablet al tzdodov, vimito al tzidei, there's a disefte. Vimito al tzidei, vihidvil, we also learn tvile. Achi yie, Piv rochev kishver asanit. Vichainim hoya akli toer, vinosan liseche kelim tmeim, vibilon loyolsulem tvile, achiye piv rochev kishver asanit. So, three aloches are mentioned in that sif. One is that if the kli achitzni is also tomei, and he's stable, the kli apnimi, inside the kli achitze, al piv, in other words, let's say that this is the kele, the kli achitzen. This is the kli achitzen, and he puts in, let's say, a kli apnimi in it, and he stable it like this, al piv. He stable it like al piv. So the mea mikve, is sof al gabov of the kele. So then, even if the mouth of the kli achitzen is less shvarasanei, it's a good feeling. But suppose he's not able at alpiv, so only al tzidei, so the water doesn't cover the whole kele. The water of the mikveh doesn't hover over the whole kele. So then, only if the mouth of the kele is as wide as shvarasanei, if the water of the mikveh hovers over the whole kele, So that means that the whole Priachitzni is submerged in the water. Then we have Mamashilv, not constructive ilv, but Mamashilv. I discussed it in the Mishnayos. So then, if we have Mamashilv, so it doesn't matter that the mouth of the Priachitzni is less than Shvarasaneit. But if he's stable at Altside, that means, like this, he puts, here is the Kliat Nehmi, he puts it in, and then he puts it, and then, so water enters here through the mouth, but water doesn't cover the whole Kele. The water doesn't hover over the whole Kele. So then we don't have Mamashilv. So we have to resort to constructive ilv. So when, through the aloche, we have to apply the aloche of ilv mikvoye shveres aneid. So only if there is a shveres aneid opening. But if the opening is very narrow, less than shveres aneid. So actually ilv we don't have. Constructive ilv we don't have either. So Meichatei said that the tefillah should be a good tefillah. I mean, that's then. But if the kli achitz is toyeh, does not require tefillah of its own, so then, even if he's stable at Alpiv, and the water hovers over the whole Keleach, he's completely submerged in the water. So, if the mouth of the Keleach, of the Keleach, is less than it's not a good thing. Now, the Mekeles for these halachas, three halachas we have here. So the Mekeles for these halachas is the Mishneh in Mikvoes and the Sugye in Chagiyah. Perik Vov of Mikvoyes Mishneh Beis, that's one mokir. Dli shu moli keli v'id bilon arilu teri v'im loy toval in hamayim meurovin at yiyem meurovin kishver esanek v'id bilon arilu teri. So he says v'afil ein piadli rochav kishver esanek. The ואם לא יתובל גסים הכלים אבים עד לי תואר ואין אם עד בילי שאין לי צורך תפילה עד שיהיו מרובים כשבר הסנית אין הכלים שבשיחי תארים עד שיהיה בפי עד לי כשבר הסנית. That's the Mishnah. And then, so the Mishnah itself distinguishes between a כלי חיצן תואר and a כלי חיצן תומן. But the Tisefte,
All right. So, the Rash says, Harilu teirim li madbiu in kli b'sech kli shi yeju fiv kishveras aneit. Ki di yise birishchem ha-bakedish. Bli shu moli kelim, vid bilon, so Harilu teirim. Harilu teirim. Viloi chashinu lichtzitzi. Vosom aise breise ki mishne zu. Dikton ha-kelim shu moli kelim, vid bilon Harilu teirim. Vim loi toval, in amayim urovin, achi yu mirovin kishveras aneit. Unforish mai koma, hoche koma. ואם לא יצורך להדביל, במים המרובים, קוראים הרי מדבילים במים המרובים, כי הייתי תנא מפריקת לי על חיצים ניצים, ופרס החמיר המרובים לביקו, עד שהם מרובים כשפר הסנית. Now, but, then there is a tisefte. The tisefte distinguishes, now, this Mishnah doesn't mention the third din, ומיתו על צידי, והדביל יולסו למטבילה, עד שיהיה פיו רוחי כשפר הסנית. That the Mishnah doesn't say. This is a tisefte, and the Rambam paskens that tisefte. Gimel Milchas Mikvois Halacha Chavov Kli Tomei Shenosam Viseichei Kelim Achir Vihidbil Hakel Also in Tvile Avo Pishe Pia Kli Tzal Beyeisea Sharamayim Nichnosim Lei Umiteich She Also Tvile Lekli Agodlo Also Tvile Lekelim She Viseichei Vimito Al Tzidei Vihidbil Loi Also in Tvile Achi Yie Piv Rochev Kishveres Anet Piv Rochev Kishveres Anet. So if Al Tzidei, so even by Tvi Kli Chitzim Tome, it's loyal to the Tvile. It's loyal to the Tvile. V'cheinim hoya Akli Toeya, v'nosa l'isechei kelim tmeim, v'yibilon loyal to the Tvile, ad sheyi epiv roche v'shveres aneit. B'medwa amurim litrume, avul l'keide sheim adbilon kelim sech kelim teirim klal, v'afilo hoyu b'salo b'kupo, k'mo yishibano malim kemi. So that's a special gzeire. That's the Mishnah in Chagiyye. I mean, so there you have the machlekes between one Amir and the other. Why the Chachomim were gezeya that you cannot be table kiddush kli b'sech kli? So according one man, according to Rabile, so it's because of gezeya. Maybe there'll be a chitze. Maybe the kli apnimi will press very tightly against the shushule kli achitzen, and no water will be able to penetrate between the two kelim, between the two shulayim. Or because of Xere, maybe he'll be table kli b'sech kli with an opening less than Shveras Aneit, whatever the reason is, but that's a special Xere. But the Tisefte, that's a Tisefte, and the Tisefte says that in Ito Al Tzidei, Ito Al Tzidei, in other words, it is Tisefte Perikei of Mikvoitz, that there is that only Tovlu Al Piv, so we don't require Shveres Aneit. But if it's Tovluei Al Tzidoi, so then we require Shveres Aneit. Now, most Rishenim apply the Tisefte to a case where the Kli Achitzen is Tomei. So in other words, even when the Kli Achitzen is Tomei, so then there is a Kule. So, what is the kule in the case where the kli achitzen is tamei? That we don't need an opening kishveras aneit. So, when do we dispense with the requirement with an opening kishveras aneit by kli achitzen tamei only if he's stable at alpiv? That means that the whole kli achitzen is completely submerged in water. But if he's madbil, the kli achitzen al tzidei, and water goes through the opening, but it's not completely submerged in water. There is no actual iruv; it's not so far gabov. So then, even by kli achitzen tomei, we require an opening kishveras aneid. That's the shita of most Rishonim. However, from the Rash, and that is Mashma the Shita of Teisves, even though no one mentions that the Shita of Teisves in Chagigah is like the Rash. But many Achrenim mention the Shita of the Rash. The Rash, I think that when we learned the Mishnayos, we went over that part of the Rash in Perikhes of Tares, Mishne Tes. Hanitzing like a tafres of Mashke, the Feach in the Chibol Etum of Letar. Vashbeir in the Chibol Etum of Letar. So there is a very long rush. But here he says that he said, Vei Tanya, now, he did, the rush cites this Tisefte in connection with Eruv Mikvoi Shveras Aneid. So the rush mentions that the Aloche of Eruv Mikvoi Shveras Aneid that we must have in Ekev, that is as large as an eight, is only shayach, where in the case where the Ekev, let's say, is in the middle of the case. So if, let's say, you have a mikveh here, and you want to be mitzar in the two mikvoyes, and in the middle of the case, there is in Ekev shveras an eight, so there are mitzvot. There is ill mikvois, only if it is as large as shveras an eid. But suppose the nekev is on top of the kesel. Let's say there is a dent in the top of the kesel, and then the water floats over this dent. So then even a mashu is mitzarev to mikvois. In other words, if water from this mikveh floats over to this mikveh, through the dent that is in the kesel, so even though this is much less than shveras an eid, it's also right. That's the halacha. So the Rash mentions in Perikhes Mishnetes there. Now, it's the 10th line or the 11th line or the 12th line from the end of the Omid, the beginning of the line. It is after the mikvois, perikay, kumkum shumole kelim, veishikeli mikve, afal pishe pif tzar kol shu, kelim shebiseche teirin. This is the sefte. Hito al tzidei, achiyye bifiv kishveras aneit, kelim adime kalinon, tvei, kishe piv reye saavir, כמו יפיר צד הקייסל, אל מבפיו למיילו, לא יחשינו ברחב כשפרס. So, he is contrary to most Rishenim. Most Rishenim, the Rambam, the Tisri, and Rashi. So, they all apply this Tisefte. The Tisefte in Pirkei de Mikvois distinguishes between Itvolu, Tovlu al Piv, and Tovlu al Tzidim. Tovlu al Piv means that the whole Kele was immersed. The Vu Alpiv, in other words, he pushed it, Alpiv, he immersed it in the water, in the mikveh. So the water of the mikveh hovers over the whole Kele. So we have Mamishim, it's of Al-Gabo. So then we don't need Shveras Aneid. But if it's the Vu Alpiv, so in other words, so the water doesn't hover over the whole Kele, water comes in here, but it floats above the water. So then there is no mamishil. So then the tefillah is not a good tefillah unless this opening is as large as shveras aneid. Now the question is, does this tesefte have reference to a case of kli chitzin tomei, or does it have reference to a case of kli chitzin tomei? So most rishonim say that it has reference to a kli chitzin tomei. So even if it's tovlu al piv, and the kele, the kliachitzin is completely submerged in the water, and water of the mikveh hovers over the whole kele, of the whole kliachitzin, even then we require shuferes an eid opening by kliachitzin toye. That's the sheet of most Rashi. But the Rash explains the distinction between Tovlu Alpiv and Tovlu al Tzidei in the same way as the distinction between the Nekev in the middle of the Kesel and the Nekev ident on the top of the Kesel. The halacha is if you have two mikvois, 20 so here, 20 so here, and you have a case, and then you have it like a shveras aneid, so the two mikvois become mitzurev. For the halacha of your mikvois, only the nekev in the middle of the case is shveras aneid. But if the nekev, the dent, is in the top of the case, so if a mashu floats over for the dent, also combines the two mikvois. Why? Because here there is a hefsek kesel. Mashenkin, if the dent is on top of the kesel, there is no hefsek. So memele, they can become mitzurev. They can become mitzurev. What's the pshat? Hefsek, not hefsek. What difference does it make? The answer is, if the nekev is in the middle of the kesel, then we don't have mamashiruf. How can we have mamashiruf when there is a kesel above the nekev? So it's only legal iruf, constructive iruf. So in order to have legal iruv, al-pedin, a iruv, so there must be of the size kishveras aneid. Masheid kein in the dent is in the top of the kesel. So imamish have iruv. The water floats over from one, in other words, the level of water here reaches up to the dent, and it floats over. So mimele, we have mamish iruv. There is nothing that is mafsik. The nekev is ad lotia. If there is a dent in the top of the kesel. So mele there is mamashiruv. If there is mamashiruv, we don't need shviferes aneid. Only when there is no actual iruv, when there is no actual commingling, but al pidin it's considered as iruv mikvois, then we require shviferes aneid. So he explains it. So he says that the seftei is conforms to the same principle. If let's say if it's tovlu alpi, so then we mamish the habir. So then we don't need shiferes aneid, just as we don't need shiferes aneid when there is a dent in the top of the kesel. Why? Because there is mamishil. So here too, if it's tovlu alpi and the whole kele is submerged in the mikveh and the water of the mikveh hovers over the surface of the kliachitzen. So then, mamishiruf, we don't need shveras aneid. But if it's tovlu al tzidei, so we don't have mamishiruf. So we have to apply the halacha of iruv mikvois, the little iruv, shveras aneid. So memele, we must have shveras aneid. So it's mashma from the rash. You look it over, you'll see, I mean, that it's almost spelled out explicitly by the rash, that whereas most rishonim apply this disefte, the distinction between tovlu al tzidei and tovlu al piv to a case of kli chitzen tomei, so the rash applies it to a case of kli chitzen toim. So many achrenim say that according to the rash, if the kli chitzen is tomei, so then we don't require a nekev kishveres aneid, an opening kishveres aneid, even if it's tovlu al tzidei. You see. But when, so in other words, so then it follows according to the, so it follows according to the rash, and that's a strange cheating. It follows that according to the rash, so when is there a distinction between tovlu al tzidei and tovlu al piv? That is in the case where the klechitzni is toyer. But in the case where the klechitzni is tomei, and the klechitzni itself requires tvile, so then even tovlu al tzidei, so it's a good tvile for the kliapnimi, even though the nekef is less, even though the opening, the mouth of the kele of the kliachitzni is less than shiferes aneid. Is less than shiferes aneid. This is, I mean, many achim say that pshat in the rash. And then it's mashma, the teitzve shite, though this shite is a strange shite, because the pashtes is like the shite of most rishonim, that this tisefte, that distinguishes between tovlu al piv and tovlu al tzidei, has reference to klechitzen tomei, but klechitzen toyer, even tovlu al piv requires shveres aneid opening, but the rash is chedek. So it's mashma from Teisves. The Teisves in Chagige agrees with the sheet of the Rash. This da from Beisom Medalev. Ma'ike bin Rovel Rabile. So Kasha le Meir. Ike bin Ayetuve. Kli chitzen kishit u kli bisechli. Liman de Meikel mishum chitze shayar bein bechitzen bein bepnimi. Uman de Meikel mishum gzeiro. Shem tvik shveres aneid. Lekel im migzah rak bepnimi. Di bechitzen lekel im migzah bechol inyen toya. Even without an opening shveres aneid. Woche mashma le kamo. Hane mil duchli toya. Al duchli tome migedem hanye tvila lechitzen. Mahanye lepnimi. ויתירס לירב רב אלחונון, דמסניסן בחיצן תוי אירופני מתומי, וכי משמל לשן מסניסן בקטונה, מדבילים כלי בשכלי, הילקח לשי הרבה טיימא דיחווי דשאו כלי לגבי חיצן, וגם רוב המקל אורך בסמוך, דיקום אבן המילה בכלי תוי איר, ואין מסניסן מסוג מאוכה, ומי הוא רשי מפורש דמסניסן, מדבילים כלי בשכלי, בששניהם תמי, ולא נראה, אפילו בכלי שאין בפיקי שפרס הנעיד. אם היו שניים תמאים, הנה שפיר, דמיגי לסלגו לחיצן. That's the cash against Rashi. But it's no cash against Rashi, because Rashi agrees with most Rishenim that the distinction that the Disefta makes between Tovlu Alpiv and Tovlu Alcidei has reference to a klichitzen, to a klichitzen tomei. So in other words, so that means that even if the klichitzen is itomei, if the tefillah is alzidei, and the klichitzen is not completely submerged in the water, and the water of the mikveh doesn't completely hover over the whole surface of the keleh, so then, even in case of klichitzen tomei, we require an opening shveras aneid. So what kind of ikashi is it? So why does Teisves ask against Rashi? So it's mashma that Teisves agrees with the Rashi. In Perikhes Mishnetes, that the distinction that the Disefta makes between Tovlu Alpim and Tovlu Alcidei has reference to Klechitzen Toya. Mashein came by Klechitzen Tomei. So then it doesn't make any difference. So in all situations, vis-a-vis Klechitzen Tomei, so we don't need Shiferes Aneid, even if Tovlu Alcidei. So the Rashi is not the only one. Teisves agrees with him. But all the other Rishayim, The Rambam, I mean, and all the other Rishayim, Achilik and the Rash, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, like the Rambam. I mean, the distinction between Tovlu Alpiv and Tovlu Alcidei is in the case of Klechitzen Tomei. But Klechitzen Toyer, even if it's Tovlu Alpiv, and there is Mamishiv, and water of the mikveh hovers over the whole surface of the Keleh, so, without an opening, Kishveres Aneid, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Now, what are the pshat? Now, let's say, according to the pshat of most Rishayim, not the Rash in Taras, and not Teisves in Chagigi, the sheet of most Rishayim, that the distinction between Tovlu Alpiv and Tovlu Alcidei is in the case of Klechitzen Tomei. So, we say, in case of Klechitzen Tomei, so we say that if it's Tovlu Alpiv, so even though the mouth of the klichitzen is less than Shveres Aneid, it's a good feeling. But if it's Tovlu Alcidei, so even though the klichitzen is tomei, but in view of the fact that the klichitzen itself is not completely submerged in water, so mimele, the tvile is only a good feeling for the pnimi, if the mouth of the klichitzen is Kishveres Aneid. This is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Teisves Rid explains it. On the basis, he says as follows. If the Klechitzen is a Kli Tomei, so Memele the Klechitzen also requires Tefillah. So then you cannot say that the water that enters into the mouth of the Keleh becomes Shulchan. Because then, every time Yativ Le Keleh that has a Teich, let's say Yativ Le Pat, the Pat has a Teich. So when you immerse the pot in the mikveh, so water necessarily enters the teich. If it wouldn't enter, it wouldn't be good. So the tefillah wouldn't be good. But it is contained in the keleh, so then let it become shov.
So how can it be mitaya the kele? The answer is desdegzeras akosuf of tvilas kele. So it doesn't become shov. Why doesn't it become shov? Because this is one of the ingredients of tvilas kele, that water must penetrate into the teich of the kele. So mele it cannot become shov. Mashit so mele. If the kele is a klichitze, if the klichitze shav, if the klichitze is tome, and the klichitze itself requires tvile, and his tail, derech piv. So that means that the whole klichitzen is submerged in the water. So the tvile is ele for the klichitzen. If the tvile is ele for the klichitzen, so can you say that the water that penetrates into the teich of the klichitzen becomes shov? It's not shov. So if it's not shov vis a relative to the klichitzen, why should it be shov relative to the klipnimi? And then, suppose Yatevul Kele that has a very narrow opening, and a very narrow mouth, let's say a bottle. Yatevul bottle. So a cruise, let's say. So a cut that has a very, very narrow opening, much less than a Shveras Aneid. But even if it has a narrow opening, so in order that the Tefillah should be Eile for that bottle, water must penetrate. The bottle must be filled up with water of the mikveh. And it doesn't become shov, because that's the requirement of tvilas kele. Whether it has a narrow opening or wide opening. So vis-a-vis, relative to the klir chitzni itself, even though the opening is less shveras aneid, so it's a good tvile. So vis-a-vis, the kelim shebiseicha, it's also a good tvile. Because if it's not shov relative to the klir chitzni, it's not shov relative to the klir pnimi. Mashem kein if you are table, if you are table, the klichitzen that is tomei. Derech tzidei. So what does it mean, derech tzidei? Derech tzidei means, you put it like this, here is the mouth of the klichitzen. That's less than shveras aneid. And you attenuate it like this. So water goes in through that mouth. But the outside surface of the klichitzen bulges above the level of the water. So, is tvile eile for the kliachitzen? No. Tvile can only be eile for the kliachitzen if the whole kele is completely submerged. But if it bulges above the level of the water, so mele tvile is not eile. If tvile is not eile, so the water that enters into the teich of the kele is shov. If it is shov, how can it be mitaya, the kliachnim? And if the kliachitzen itself is toyer, it doesn't require tefillah. So then, this kele, the kliachitzen, doesn't require any tefillah. So even if it is completely submerged, it is totally immersed in the water. But the water that enters in, that penetrates into the teich of the kele, becomes shov, unless there is an opening, kishveras aneid. But if there is no opening shveras aneid, there is no aloha fear of mikvois. So mele the water that enters into the narrow opening of the kliachitzen, which itself doesn't require any tvile, is shov. So how can it be mitaya? How can mayim shuvim be mitaya the kliachnim? This is how it is asleep in Chagig explains it. And it's a very good pshat. Now Rashi doesn't seem to explain it that way. Rashi and Chagig.
When does he say it becomes shov? If you're putting it outside.
No, so putting it outside. Water goes in.
Yeah.
So the water that goes in here, this is the water that goes in here.
Shov,
that becomes shov.
When?
The moment,
when?
The first moment it comes in.
But when you do it normally, you'll be coming in when you're going to do tefillah. It's totally on your das. What's it totally?
No. Water comes in. So
right.
The moment it comes in, it becomes shov.
Okay, but for a regular kli, it would happen also. But it turns out you complete.
What do you mean a regular kli? A regular kli that requires tefillah itself, so then it wouldn't become shov. Because that's the aloche. Water has to come in. So that's the gzeras hakosov of tefillah kli. So it's not shov.
If you put the kli that needs tefillah and it's not all the way in, the water becomes shov in it, no? Or?
If the whole kele is not submerged
right,
completely in the water, it becomes shov.
But
yeah.
How could this be? Because when does it become shov?
No.
When
so
does it
if
shov?
The mouth,
If the mouth of the Kehle is Kishveres Aneid, then it doesn't become Shoh because of the Aloha Fil and because Kishveres Aneid. But if the mouth of the Kehle is very narrow, so until the Kehle itself is Niter, so Mimele it becomes Shoh. But the moment water, if it is completely submerged in the mikveh, and the kliachitzim requires tvile, so any water that comes into the teich of that keile is not shov. Now, so this is how the Tisus Rid explains it. But Rashi seems to explain it in a different way. Rashi that chobbeis in chagiyin. V'hani milay damu in amal, v'chlishim v'fig shveres anayit mei v'chlitoya. V'chlitoya. Shalo hoya akli achitzim tzorich la'advil. אבל מצורך להדביל, מגד ישראל כתפיל ליקו ושאו כלי, לתאי התכי, על דמיים הנכנוסים דרך פיו, תכתמוסי כן תערוסי, סל כנעמד תפיל אלי כלים שבישכי, תכתמוסי כן תערוסי, סל כנעמד תפיל אלי כלים שבישכי. So he explains the reason as to why, if the כליחיץ נסתומה, so it's not necessary that the opening should be כשבר זנאית, because just as a kli pnimi, let's say, if there is a kli pnimi in the kli chitzen, and there is a sheretz, so then the kli pnimi also becomes tumi. Not only the kli chitzen, if there is a source of tumi. So just as in acquiring tumi. So if there is a kli pnimi inside the kli chitzen, so the kli pnimi becomes tumi through the same source of tumi, through the same sheretz. So litarosi also. So when Yateveil, since the klichitzin becomes toyer to the tefillah, so the klipnimi inside the klichitzin also becomes toyer. What kind of isvor is it? I mean, just because litumosei, so it's like that. So litarosi also. So the Bach explains it. I think I mentioned it when I learned the Mishnayos. I mentioned the Bach and the Taz, everything, I think. Oh. Page 100. The first line. In the Tor. Now, I don't know whether we went over. Did we go over this part of the Tor? Or not yet? I don't remember. Alright. Tzorich shel yiyu memso. Now, let's see. Tzorich shel yiyu, maybe we left off. Page 98. So shall you mem so be se hakli she tik le kelim. Vi fi khol digi she kvu boris mi smal me kshomim in tevlin bo. Kim sho yo shen kli o leo kim she kvu. Vi mi yesh bi sho leo nekef ki shvera samei i sho. U vi do vo ze sho ve mai mi kvu. I mai mi kale yakh le se kli. Vi yets men le khutz psu litvo ben. Leish ne bi se hakli. Leish ne lach she yo tsu men. Avo now page 100 the first line. Avo amachnis kli le se hamikle. U vi se kli acher. אם גם החיצן צורך תפילה, אולסו תפילה לשתיהן, אפילו אם פי החיצן צר הרבה, ואם החיצן אין צורך תפילה, עוז לי אולסו תפילה לפנימי, אלא אם כן יהיה בפי החיצן כשבר הסנאית. Now, the tour, you see, the Rambam mentions that he's sefte. He mentions that he's sefte, the distinction between tovlu al piv and tovlu al tzide. The tour, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Paschus like the Rambam, that there is a distinction between Tovlu al-Piv and Tovlu al-Tzideh. The Tor doesn't mention the distinction between Tovlu al-Piv and Tovlu al-Tzideh. So all the Poskim say that the Tor holds that the Sefteh is inconsistent with our Gemara and with the Mishneh in Mikvois. Because the Mishneh in Mikvois, Berivov Mishneh Beis, distinguishes between Klichitzen Toya and Klichitzen Tomei. But the Mishnah doesn't mention any distinction between one kind of Tvile and another kind of Tvile, whether it's Tovlu al-Piv and Tovlu al-Tzidei. The Gemara in Chagige distinguishes between Klichitzen Tomei and Klichitzen Toya. Because by Klichitzen Tomei, so we don't require Shveres Aneid opening. By Klichitzen Toya, we do require. Why don't we require a Shveres Aneid opening by Klichitzen Tomei? Because Mige di Salke. That our Gemara and the Mishneh is chilik on this sefte. So, in that the two doesn't passen with the Sefte. But the Rambam does passen with the Sefte. The Rambam holds, just because the Mishnah doesn't mention it, doesn't mean that it's chilek. There are many aloches that the Mishnah doesn't mention, and the Tau Gemara doesn't mention, that the Sefte mentioned it. Anyway, so this is the two shiteyes that are libid hilchese, according to our Mishnah, according to the Sugya and Chagige. There is no difference between Tavlu al Piv and Tavlu al Tzidik. Now the Bach, the first line, on page 100. Aber mach es kli. Klimer afo gav din tevel in mikve sheish bim so, ki she bisich hakli, afo loche ha tvile hele li kli, she hu bisich hakli, kim she hakli achitz nu bisich hamikve, ha kosh, va taime de chashvino on, di gam hakli apnimi hu nitval bisich hamikve. Mi mo nefshach, di im shneim tmeim chashvino lu kilu hoyo hakel kli echot, hachitzin va apnimi, afilu im pi hachitzin tsa, vim hachitzin toye, va apnimi tomei, den in nach schaft mit mir hat a floche im piachis schweres aneid harin i sauber mein schön bikhli ma mein schön mit mikwe va vat ni mi nit vogam ki mikwe gufe all right so how that's probably the pshat rash when rashi says dich di mosi kin taros in other words if the kli toya if the kli chitzen is tome itself and it requires tvile and dein tevel both the kli chitzen and the kli pnimi. So then, the klipnimi and the chitzen are considered al-pidin as parts of the klipnimi. Sometimes you have a certain kind of a keil, let's say in a mixer. So you have a certain kind of a tool that is attached to the kli. So that's not a separate keil. Over there it's attached. It's part and parcel of the same keil. So there physically it's part and parcel of the same keil. But here, even though the machtevitz in areas that are dumped into the teich of the kli achitzen are not attached in any way, but since the machtevitz in areas that are inside the teich of the kli achitzen require tvile, and the kli achitzen itself requires tvile, so then we treat the machtevitz in areas and the kli achitzen like one bikele, with many parts in it, like one bikele. So memele, if it's one bikele, so mimele, it doesn't, if you are table a kele that has a narrow opening, so the tefillah is not a good tefillah, of course it's a good tefillah. So mimele, if you are, mimele, when you are table kele in ktanim pnimim, inside the kli achitzen, and both require tefillah, so the pnimiim and the chitzeini are considered like one bikele, with many parts. So memele, it's a good tefile, even though the mouth of the kele is less than the shveres aneit. Now let's see the mecha. Again, kli tomei shenosu b'sichu kelim acherim. ויד ולעקל אולס להם תפילה, אף על פי שפי הכלי צר בייסר, שהרמיים נכנוס להם תיך שאולס את תפילה, ומתיך שאולס את תפילה, לקליקות ולאולס את תפילה לכל שבסייכי, ומתואל צידי, ויד ויל, ליולסו, לא הם תפילה, עד שיהיה פי, רוחב כשבר הסנאי, חיין אם הוא יקלי טויה. ונוס לא נסיך כאילו מתמדים, והתביל לנו לא עושה להם תבילה, שיהיה פיו רוחי שוורס הנאית. נאו דן דרמוס אז, הוא מוטר לי בלכלים בסער ובסעק, דחיבן די למר זקמיים, או דפטווי, מניקף כשוורס הנאית. So in other words, when you are tevel, כלים בסער ובסעק, so it has pores through which the water penetrates, so then it's all right. Now, so I discussed it when I learned the Mishnayos. So that's a Mordechai, says that in Shavuos, in Hilchos Mikrois, that's in Shavuos, the Mordechai. So he mentions that, so the Mordechai says, he discusses the question whether the Nekev Kishveres Aneid, has to be one Nekev, has to consist of one Nekev. It cannot be mitzurev through several nikovim. Suppose you have one small nekev here and one small nekev here. Each nekev by itself is less than shveres aneid. Each nekev by itself is less than shveres aneid. But all the three nikovim together have the side of Shveras Anev. Is it Me'arav Mikvois? Is it Mechaber to Mikvois? So the Mordechai says it all depends. If, let's say, on one side you have 20 so, and on the other side you have 20 so then in order to be Mechaber, the two mikvois and the two sides of the kesel, you must have one nekish veras aneid. But if you have three nikovim, the total of which is kish veras aneid, but each one of which is a third of kish veras aneid, so then it's not mitzvah. It's not mitzvah. But if on one side you have 40 so, on the other side you have 20 so, and in order to allow someone to be tevil on this side, which has only 20 so, so even if you have three nikovim, the total of which is shveras aneid, so it is mitzvah. So it is mitzvah. This is what the Mordechai says. Now we explained it. This is the what the Rambam mentions. So in other words, umutra litvel kelim bisalo bisak. So when you are tevil kelim bisalo bisak, so there is no one ekev that is as large as shveras aneid, but you have tiny, little, nikovim, pores, the totality of which is shveras aneid, but each little pore by itself is much less than shveras aneid. Is a small fraction of a shveras aneid. But still the amitzuref. Why? Because the mikveh has memso, and you have to be mitzarei. You have to be mechaber, the mayim inside the basket, with the mayim the mikveh. The mikveh has shveras aneid. The mikveh has shveras aneid. So memele, since the mikveh has shveras aneid, so memele, there can be a tziruf of many small nikovim. There can be a tziruf of many small nikovim. And he says it in the Gemara in Chagiga. We discussed it. Daf Chav Beis. Doma Rove, Rove Litaime, Doma Rove, Salvi Gagusone, Shemilom Kelim, Vidvilom Teri, Umikve Shecholke be Salvi Gagusone, Hatevu Shomloy also Litvile. In other words, if you take a basket and you fill it up with many Kelim, and then you dump the basket with all, let's say, the glasses, all the cups, I mean, so many Kelim inside the basket. If you dump this basket with all the kelim inside it into the mikveh, so then it's a good tefillah. Why is it a good tefillah? But there is no one nekev that is as large as shveras aneid, but the totality of all the small pores, it's up to shveras aneid. So mainly it's mitzvah. Mashenkin, if you take a piece of material that has many pores, this basket, and you'll set it up as a mechitzah, as a fence between this half of the mikveh and that half of the mikveh. Now this is the basket, and here you have 20 so, and here you have 20 so, and then you put this as a mechitzah, this basket as a mechitzah. So since you don't have on each side, and on one side, so mimele, you cannot. They cannot be mitzvah. It cannot be mitzvah. So what's the pshat? This is what the Rav Yo says. The Mordechai mentioned the name of the Rav Yo. So we explain it because Reb Chaim says that tefiach latfiach is a shiur in chibur, and is a shiur in nirul mikvais. That's the Reb Chaim says that in the Rambam, but from Rabbi Netam it appears differently. From the other Rishonim it appears differently. So, from other Rishonim it appears that Shveras Aneid is not only a Me'ariv, Shveras Aneid is necessary as a Mechabatu. But, according to all Rishonim, there are two separate concepts. There is a concept of Chibur, and there is a concept of Iruv. Now, if on one side you have Memso, so then, but on the other side, you have only 20 so. So in order that the other mikveh that has only 20 so should be kosher litvileh, we only have to resort to chibur. We don't have to resort to iruv. Because kolam chubel in mikveh ki mikveh. Since on this side you have memso,
And if, let's say, Svoy Nekev, the Mayim here could be joined, Alpidin, to the Mayim here, so Kolam Chumelim Mikve Kimikve, even if it will not affect you. Even if it will not affect you. Masha'i Kenif, on this side you have 20 so. On this side you have 20 so. So then you cannot, so Chibur will not be enough to be Machshir, either side of the Mikve. But when will it be kosher? If you have iruv, iruv means a commingling. So when there is iruv, so then the water here is considered here, the water here is considered here. So b'meile, shviferes aneid, according to the ravio, is necessary, not only as in yariv, it's necessary as in chabatu. Not as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that for the purpose of chibur, so tefiach latfiach is enough. That's only a limited Rabbi Yudah that Tufiach Latfiach, Rishayim say, is enough as a Mechaber. According to the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yudah, so we need as a Mechaber, not Tufiach Latfiach, but we need Shifer Asaneit, Mai, to be Mechaber, to Mechaber. But it's still two separate concepts. Chibur is means that the Mayim here is Mechaber to Mayim there, and Yiruv means that there is a commingling, that the Mayim here is not only Mechaber to the Mayim here, that the Mayim here is considered to be there, and the Mayim there is considered to be here. So Shveres Aneit is a Mechaber and the Mi'arim. So, in order that Shveres Aneit should be a Mechaber, so there is still of many small nikovim, but in order to affect iruv, there is no tziruv. So iruv can only be affected by one big nekev of shveres aneid, but not by number of nikovim, the totality of which is shveres aneid. But chibur can be affected not only by one big nekev of shveres aneid, but by even by three small nikovim, the totality of which is shveres aneid. So that's why the Gemara says, Rovely time with the Marove Salga Nusish Milan Kalim with Vilan Tayrin, who Mikve Shaholki be Salga Nus until she most let Vile. Why? Salga Nusish Milan Kalim with Vilan, so you have a Mikve of Memso. So in order that the Tvile should be able for the Kalim Apnimi, that are inside the basket, all that is necessary is that the Mayim inside the basket should Alpidin be considered to be joined, to be Mechuber, to the Mayim in the Mikveh. So for that there is Siruf. All the pores together add up to a Shveres Aneid. Masha'in came if you set up the basket as a Mechitze, and on each side of the basket there is only 20 so in the middle you put it. So then, we, in order to be machshir, each side of the mikveh, we must affect not just chibur, but iruv. So in order that the shveres aneid nekev should affect iruv, there must be one large nekev for shveres aneid. There cannot be any tiruv. All right, now, for tomorrow. So, now, you go over the two, up to Daf Kuv Dalet, the second line. After the first line, up to Daf Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph, the first line, up to the end of Kuv Gimel Amud Beis in the Tur, and then in the Mechaber, up to Siftes Vav for tomorrow. סיף יוצאי, שער המים נכנסו לי, דחייך אל עתום אל יורד אל הדרך שום, הוכנם נכנס את זה אתר הדרך שום, כן פירש רשי, but we saw how the Bach explains it, that if the Klichitzen is Tomei, it also requires Tvile, so then the Klichitzen and the Kelim Apnimim are considered like one Kelim Apnimim. Sometimes you have a kele, a klichitzen that has a certain parts attached inside, let's say, like in a mixer. So it's one kele. So here to Alpidin, it's considered one kele. It won't kill. Vimito al tzidei, di manekef lemaylo, itzof ma maymal gabov, havechibu becholshu, ma sheim natzad im mischabe kolkach. Because if it is tovlu al piv, then the maym is sof mal gabov. So then there is mamish yiruv. But if it's not, if it's ito al tzidei, so the water doesn't hover over the surface of the kele, so there is no actual iruv, but legal iruv. So, in order to have legal iruv, you must have shveras aneid, less than shveras aneid, not. The nekel ma'ilutz of ma'ayim gavah v'chib v'cholshu, mashing matzadim nischabe kol kach. Now, the shach. You see, the shach is strange. I mean, it is pointed out by someone in Ezekiel, because we saw that the Rash in Pirik Ches Mishnetes of Tares. So from him it appears that the distinction between Hito Al Pif and Hito Al Tzidei is in respect to Iklechitz and Toya, because if it is Hito Al Tzidei, if it is ikto al tzidei, so then it is like a nekev in the middle of the case. But if it is ikto al piv, so that means that water hovers over, it floats over. So it's like a nekev, a dent in the top of the kesel, and that's the aloha, a dent in the top of the kesel. So even a mashu, even less than. So it appears from the Rash in Tares that this distinction that the Sefta makes between Toal Piv and Toal Tzidei is in regard to a Klechitz and Toya. So then the Sefta is saying that even a Klechitz and Toya, if it's a Toal Piv, it doesn't require. Because if the kele is ito al piv, so the mea mikve hovers over, it floats above the whole surface of the kli achitzen, so there is mamish yiruv. So the mele is considered miurev. So the mayim inside the kele are considered miurev with the mayim of the mikve anyway, even without an opening of kishver zaneit. But if the klichitze is nitvel mitzidei, if it's nitvel mitzidei, so then there is no mayim tzof malgabov. On the contrary, the surface of the klichitze is raised above the level of the water, part of the surface of the klichitze. So maybe there is, so only if the opening is shveras aneid, so then there is alpidin iruv anyway. But if there is no nekev shveras aneid, so mamish iruv we don't have. Mamish iruv is only when the water floats is sof al gabah. So then it follows according to the Rash in Tares, and this is mentioned by the Gedulei Tare and by the Simlo, I mean that in view of the fact that the Mishneh and the Gemara in Chagige, the Mishneh in Perek Vov, Mishneh Beis, and the Gemara in Chagige, Daf Chof Aleph, make a distinction between Klechitz and Tome and Klechitz and Toyer, and according to the Rash, so even vis-a-vis Klechitz and Toyer, if it's the blue alpiv, it doesn't require Shveras Aneid. So when does Klechitz and Toyer require open Shveras Aneid if it's the blue alpiv? So it follows that in vis-a-vis Klechitz and Tome, so even the blue alpiv, so does not require a shiver zanit. That's how it follows. And this is what the Torah says. Alright, but anyway, so the Shach is strange, because the Shach mentions the Pshat of Rabbi Nishimshin in connection with the Mechaber's Din, and Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rash, because he passed like the other Rishim. He draws the distinction between Tavlu al Tzidei and Tavlu al Piv in connection with Klechitzen Tome. So that means that in connection with Klechitzen Tome, even Tavlu al Piv requires Shveres Hanet. Alright. We need to add it. Losh Rav Nishimshin, the Piv Lemailo, Kim Shamayim Tzof al Gabo, Havach Tibet Cholchu, Havach Tishmateyu al Tzideyu,
לא נחשבו כממקווה, רק מן הצד, מה ששובר למקווה, נחשב למקווה, כך פירש, הגויין, עדי מימי רבי רבי זצר, that's probably, יהיה two רבים, I mean, I never know whom he's referring to, because יהיה two רבים, one was the Rebbe Eshel, who was Rov in Brisk, and then he was Rov in Krakow, and then the other rabbi was the Shailos HaTshuvos Pnei Yehoshua. That's the grandfather of the Pnei Yehoshua and Shas. So I don't know whom he means. Alright. Vater Azov, Pirish Bnei Nachir, Vihu Migumi. Alright. Now, next scene. Mayon Shim Shichel Ibrichas Mayim. שהם נקווים ועמדים יש לו דין מיון ואם היפסיק ריש הכלח חוזה ליאויס לא דין מקווה ואם חוזה והמשך כלח המיון לסייכו חוזו לדין מיון that's the mission Perkei, Mishnah. So the second part of the Mishnah. The first part deals with Sheikis. Hevir al gabi breich vevsike yareyu kemikve. Choza vimshichei posel izovim ulzoroim ulkadish mehem echatos at sheyeda sheyei tzorishim. Now, so we pointed out at that time when we learned the Mishnah is that there is a basic machlekes reshim. According to the Rash and the Rosh and the Tur and the Marik, so this Mishneh that says, Hevire al gabi brecho v'yifsike hareyu kimikve, if it's yifsike hareyu kimikve, so the Rosh and the Rash and the Tur, the Marik is the one who explains it in great detail. But that's the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh also, and the Tur. So he says that the Mishneh is reference only to a Brechom Leomayim. A Brechom Leomayim. So then, if it's a Viral Gabi Brecho, Viv Sike, so Areyu Kimikvi. Masheinke, if it's a Vire, if he's Mavia, the main Mayom. Al gabi brecho rikonis, an empty brecho. So even though it's ipsike, so it's still as a din of a mayon, the chol ador. And what's the raya? The basic raya of the marik is the mishne of gal shenislash. So we see that gal shenislash is mitayei bizeichlin. Galshin Islas and Tabizeklin, but Galshin Islas is detached from the Mayon, from the source.
So we see that even when the mei mayon are detached from the source, so it still has a din of mayon. So here too, if he's mavia the mei mayon al gabi brecho into the pool, even though it's a psike, and even if it will be psike on both ends, at the beginning and at the end, on both ends, at the beginning and at the other end, so it's still as a din of mayon, and it's mitaya bezeh. So when does the Mishnah say the psike arik mikvo only if he have vile al gabi brechom leo? Not if you really are going to break off because there's the shite of the, well, the Marik is the one who discusses it, and because of that, so the Nisi Kelim all mention the shite of Marik, but there's the shite of the Rash and the Rosh and the two, the Rambam's also, but the Rambam has his own shite, but it's also like that. And then the Raivet and Tesis and Prayers, that Nun Hei, and the Rajbun Sharamayim, they are here. And they say that a vira al gam brecho vifsike applies not only to a brecho mleo, even to a brecho rikonis. Even to a brecho rikonis. Now, all right. Now, let's see. So, how does the Mechaba pasken? Mayon shim shiche librechas mai, shim nikvim veendim, yesh lo di mayon. Vim, so he says, mayon shim shiche librechas mayim, shim nikvim veendim. There's the Loshen Rambam. But what is the Loshen Rambam? What is that Loshen? What's the connotation of this expression, shim nikvim veendim? That means librechom leo. It's all accumulated. I mean, if a mayon was nimshach into a pool of water, that is all accumulated with still water. So that implying that if it is mshiche into an empty brecho, so then it even if it's ifsik, so it still has a din of mayim. But only if it's himshich lebrechas mayim sheinik v'veindi yesh lo di mayim. So he chosa liyis lo de mikve. Vim chosa vim shech kiluach hamayon liseicho chosa li demayon. Chosa li demayon. All right. Now, so that's the machlekes. Now let's see the taz. Librechas mayim. Brechas mayim, but there's a mistake here. Brechas mayim shim leyok shomim, shim tarin elabesh beire. Uchsheovelo, me mayon, chosru me abrecho litaira vizechlin, kiilo imi mayon, as long as it wasn't nifsak, as the connection wasn't severed. Uvi prishe hikshe mikan al sibbei. So the preacher raises the question, and the Shach also discusses that. How do we say? How here the Mishnah says that mayon shimshich lebrichas mayim. So it, as long as the connection is not severed, so the brichas mayim itself has a din of mayon, and usually. The main mayon, you're not talking now of a yam. We are talking of an ordinary mayon, a spring. It doesn't emanate an abundance of water. How much water does a mayon emanate at any one time? So, and the brecho is a pool with water. So, nastam, so the priest assumed that the water, the heretofore water in the brecha's mayim was more abundant than the new water of the mayon that flows into the pool. So we say Gabi no that if Robunate Vinola Zechlin, so it's not Mitaya Bizechlin. And here So relatively little water was nimshach into the pool. So the bulk of the water consists of the heretofore still water in the brecho. So it's rogonetul azechlin, so why should it be mitaya bezechlin? That's the kasha. And he mentioned that. Oh, over priest he should make all the base. Die Robo nicht la sich und die Postel. Und mit der Kach nicht, dass die Dirk im Delim. War nie kosaf die schon, bis sie eitet die Schmeier in der Kasche mit ihm. Now that we saw, the Taz, in Siv Gimu. So he mentioned the same Kasche. He mentioned the same Kasche. The fourth line of the Taz, from the end of the column, in the Taz, in Siv Gimu. So, V'chei, El Dikosh Adayim Adiyise B'Sivches, Chutzol Imuta Metam Shamayin Amot Imitar Apsul Mamrobim, Mushtaf Tishim Rosh, V'chei Misiv Yud, Mayim Shimshich Ali Brecho, Sheyesh Bo Neitvin, Dikoshiv Kimayon, V'amayu Neime Gam Kan, Shazich Lo Yitaro Anitvin, Zvachar Yiyun Niro Litaretz, Deoch Apostol Mitaim Lechashinon, Shaf Shoras, Shlogim Mukshomim, Yerdim Imokim Gaveya, So the Taz says that the whole reason as to why Rabbi Nitzan Azechlin is possible is because of his special zera, mishum madren shall make shom, chadale shall make shom, because if we are to allow mayim zechlin in no, and many times you have as a result of abundant rainfall you have in his land, down the hill, you will have a chadle shal mikshami. And that looks like the water in the river in during the period of abundant rainfall. So if we were to allow the robonit la zechli to mitaya bezechli, then people would be mitaya the chadle shal mikshami that is nishipua in his land too. And there it would be possible that I say, because that's mikveh, so it's not mitaya bezeichlin, it's only mitaya bezeichlin. But who mentions that gzeireh? The Rosh, we saw that the Rosh mentions that the reason that actually Rav also agrees with Shmuel's memory, that for every measure, for every measure of water that drops through rainfall, there are two measures of water emanating from the hay. So, but the reason as to why Rav says that Rabbanit Lazechun is possible is because of Exeira and Mishum Chadle Shalchan. That's what the Rosh says. So this is how the Taz explains it. So in other words, the Taz answers the Kasha of the Prishim. How is it that here, when you have a mayon that is nimshach in the brechas mayim, so as long as the connection was not severed, so it's designated of mayon, it's mitaya bezeichlin, and over the, even though the water or in the brecho, the heretofore still water of the brecho is more abundant than the water of the mayon, and by now we say robonit v'lazeichlin, so it's possible. So there's the kasha of the So he says, Vaniko Zachdishon. In other words, that Rabbanit Lazichlin is a special psul de Rabbanon. But this, even though the Taz doesn't mention the name of the Rosh actually says that. Alright. Yeishlo din mayim. As long as the connection was not severed. Bitu kosav kol din mayim. Poshishim tayaf rezeichlin. He's a mission period in Mikvois. Mayim shumosh ribolovim shichare kushoyo. Hoyem du riba vishvirich avon mikotay bezberel mayim tagbu kolju. Harim ufoneinu sheishchiluk bim mayim moshuch shozavurim mikshomim. Uchuvim sholof kimayim chodav shebeilom. Uvim mayim neimet shoyim itchilo moshuch klal. Ozachar ribu avik mikve liyin esberel. Vidin ze shemoshach hamayim librecho diyesh librecho kol dimayon tzorch lema. Da mayim noyo moshuch tchilo. אלו שעכשיו והיסחם שחוסי לברכו. אבל אם המיון הוא יום התחילו,
ואם שיחה לברי חוי שריבו לו מים שיעורים, אף זמן שוכל תאי השיעורים בהם, מקום מוקי נסחיל למהנו למתאיר ובשבירת, כה עצמו לא יזה יחל תחילו. In other words, so he says that this din in Sif Yud has reference to the case where the Mayon was a Mayon Moshe, because if the Mayon was a Mayon Eimeit, so then the halacha is a Mayon Eimeit, if it is Nimshach to another Mokeim, so then it's not Mitaya Bezeichel. Well, that's obvious. Chosoli and Vim Chosav Vim Himshach Kiluach. וחוזה והמשך לוח המים לסייחו, חוזו לדימיון. כאן לכוס הביטור, לא שאין כל דימיון. כי לצוב עם צורויים להה ומיון כבתחילו, למחיים דבינו, כמו שכוס הביסיוסף. In other words, you see, in the reishe, the tour says, before, the reishe is reference to the case, where before the severance of the connection took place, so the two uses the lotion yesh lo kol din mayon. Here the Mechaber says yesh lo din mayon the reishi also, but the two uses the lotion that mayon shimshicha libreichas mayim sheim nikvim veimdim yesh lo kol din mayon. What it means yesh lo kol din mayon? Not only that it's taya bezeichlin, it's taya bechol shu, but it's kosher leizovim tzoroim as well, because until the connection is severed, so it's mayim chayim. Here the two is midayik in the loshi, where the severance took place, and then the severance was reinstated. So then the two says chozol lidin mayon. It doesn't say chozol lidin li kol din mayon, because here in the case where a severance of the connection took place and then it was reinstated, so it has a din of mayon ligabi mitaya bezeichlin, but not ligabi mayim chayim, because that's halacha mayim chayim. If at one time, so it was severed, the connection was severed, even though the connection is reinstated, but mayim chayim is spoken. Mayim chayim is spoken. All right. Now the shach. יש לו דמיון לטייר בין בזכלים, בין בשבירן וכלים בכל שהוא. לי יש לו דמיק. Now this is a very important שח, very important שח. In all the shilas, in connection with schile, so most questions, most problems that take place today in American mikvahs are problems with schile. I mean, that's the main shaila. So all those achenim, all the achenim who discuss the questions of schile, so they mention this shach, and the shach in Sif Kotin Kufchov. These are the two basic shachs in Hilchas Mikvayos. I mean, Hilchas Mikvayos consists only of Siman Reishalom. So the two basic shachs, sifim in the shach in Siman Reishalom, is Sif Lamed and Sif Kufchov. All right. Liyeis, yesh lo dimayon Sif Choftes, yesh lo dayan taibim bezeichlin, bim beshbirim, bikir bochoshu. Sif Lamed. Liyeis lo dimikve, shim itares el mem sov eshbir. Two. Kosav Marik, Sheresh Kuftes Vo Vikuf Tzadik Vo. The Davke Heiche, I mean these are the basic simonim de Marik, Kuftes Vo Vikuf Tzadik Vo. The Davke Heiche Di Nocha Mayim Mikve, Uchvanasu Esh Beiren, Aval Heiche, De Akate Li Nochu, Vadayin Zeich Li, Aval Pishe Ufzikuma Mayon, Din Mayon Aleyem, Dinleyem, Diliposa Kadayin Chiyuson, Kim Dizeichlin, Viraye Migal Shenislas, Viavel Kavdigan Din Dikvalayen, Haile Mishim Shabrechon Liyamai, Avlim Abrecho, that's the Marik, Avlim Abrecho, in Sorikonis. So that's the sheet of the Rash and the Rosh and the Tur, and the Marik. That this, the Mishnah that says that once the connection is severed, so the din mayon is poka,
the din mayim is poka, so it's only by brecho mleya. Mlecho mleya. But if the mikveh, and then, so the Marik says two things. First of all, that if the mikveh is a mikveh, I'm sorry, the brecho. If the brecho is a brecho, reconis, so then, even if the connection at the beginning and the end are both severed, so it's still a zivin of mayim. But when do we say that if the connection is severed, so then the connection is severed, the schile is severed, is so then it has a din of mikveh, not of mayim, only when the brecho was a brecho mleya. But even when the brecho is a brecho mleya, it only acquires a din of mikveh. And it doesn't have a din of mayon if the schile is interrupted at both ends. Now here's the mayon, and here's the brecho. Here is outside the brecho. So if, let's say, so the Marik says as follows, tukules. If the brecho is a brecho rikonis, so even if the connection is severed over here, and even if the schilo is nifsekes over here, at the second end, so it's still a zivin of mayim, because the raya is from Galshinishlash. But if the brecho is a brecho, but even if the brecho is a brecho mleo, so then it only has a mikveh if the schile is nifsekes at both ends, here and here. But suppose the schile is nifsekes at this end, but it's not nifsekes here, or vice versa. It's nifsekes here, but not at the other end. So even if the brecho is a brecho mleo, it still has a din of mayim. The Rambam shita appears to be in regard to a brecho rikonis, so the Rambam shita is exactly like the Marik. In other words, that if the brecho is a brecho rikonis, so then the mayim that is nimshach into the pool, we have a din of mayon, even if the connection is nifsekes over here, and in addition, it's nifsekes over here, at the second end. But if the brecho is a brecho mleo, if the brecho is a brecho mleo, so then the Rambam shita is that when does it have a din of mayon, only if the schile is uninterrupted at both ends. But if the schile is interrupted, let's say at this end, even though it's the schile is not interrupted at the other end, and the brecho is a brecho mleo, so then it does not have a din of mayim. You see, according to the Marik, and that's probably the shita of the Rosh and the Rash and the two. So if the brecho is a brecho mleo, the brecho is a brecho mleo, and but if the connection, the schile is nifsekes here, the connection is severed over here, even though the schile remains uninterrupted at the end of the brecho, so it has a din of mikveh. According to Marik, it has a din of mayim. So it has a din of, according to the Rambam, so if the connection between the mayim and the brecho is nifsekes, even though the schile is not interrupted at the end of the brecho, at the other end of the brecho, so according to the Rambam, it has a din of mikveh. According to the Marik, it still has a din of mayim. When will it have a din of mikveh if the schile is nifsekes here and here? You see that he says that the daf keichad nocha mayim b'mikveh uchvor nasu eshberem aval heichad akatel inochu. In other words, at the other end, the schile was not interrupted. But even though the schile was interrupted at the beginning of the brecho, so it still has a din of mayon. Even though the brecho is a brecho mleo, according to the Rambam is chilek on that din. But on the other din that the Marik mentions, that in case of a Brecho Rikonis. So then, even though the Schile is Nifsekes on both sides, it's still as a Nirmayon, the Rambam is made. That's the difference between the Shidas Rambam and Shidas Marik in connection with the Brecho Leon. And the connection was severed here at the beginning of the Brecho. But the Schile was not Nifsekes at the end of the Brecho. So according to the Marik, even in the Brechom Leo, it has a din of Mayon. According to the Rambam, in the Brechom Leo, it doesn't have a din of Mayon. But vis-a-vis a Brechom Rikoni, so the Shite of the Marik and the Shite of the Rambam is the same. All right. And it says, Aval hecha da katali noch vat ein zeichel achot bishum sigma mayon di mayon alein. Le posek ad ein chiyusom, kim di zeichel, vi raya midal shen islash, vi afel gav di kan, din mikvalein haine mishum sha Brechom Leo mayon. אבל אם הבריחו איסו ריקוניס ונשמל המיין, אף על פי שהופסק המיין, means הופסק המיין in both hands. Both hands. So, דין מיינו, עד כאן דבור, אבל בוא דרייבת and דרשבו, and this is בחירס דף נון היי, אחרת. And they say that the din of the Mishnah, that if the connection is severed, so then the schile is severed, so then it's posak din mayon, and it has a din of mikveh, applies even to a brecho rikonis. Avod azarai v'chim shom, dimchol inyen di mikveh olo, v'chim da azarai v'shara maayim, she'im b'is Yosef, d'avod b'chim di mikveh olo, v'chim ash b'kshat ha-mishne, so the shach, even though the mechaber pasked like the marik, because the Merchaba says, Mayon sheim shichel brichas mayim sheim nikvim ve'imdim. Sheim nikvim ve'imdim. What does it mean sheim nikvim ve'imdim? That is mleo. But thus implying if it's rikonis, so it remains a mayon. Alright, but the shach is machriya like the Raived and the Rajma. And this is mchires daf nunei. Not like the Marik. אבל דאס רייב צייב די חולי די מיקוואל אין דאס רייב שרא מאיין שמיס יוס דאף אל פיט גיין די מיקוואל דא גיין מאש פשט אמ מישל וא פוסק דיי חילו גיין מוה האב פריש שפירש די וואט טוב ברייכול קוניס וואל דה פריש אקספליינס דה טו טו ברייכול קוניס בוט מוסט פוסק מיסיום דה דה טו שיטה איז לייק דה שיטה אוף דה מאריק אורייט Umigali Rai, Bo, the Marik mentions a Rai from Gal Shenislash. So you see that even though the Gal is detached from the Mayon, still it has a din of Mayon and it's Vitaya Bezichli. Umigal in Rai, Dishan Osom, Shagal Nishlas Meatsme, Vichyuse Rav, Vigam Nishlas Mayam Gufei, Vigam Kinderas Chilosei. So Gal is something else, because Gal, you see, the Gal is not here. We are dealing with the case where artificially, through human intervention, the Mayon was channeled into a brech. But naturally, if you had allowed nature to take its course, so this Mayon never would have flown into the Brecho. For human intervention, it was channeled. So Mimele, even if it was channeled into an empty pool, so that the Mayon is poka, because it's not the natural flow of the Mayon. Masha'ikin Gal Shenislash, true that it's detached from the source, but that's the natural flow of the Mayon to become detached. So we may later say, you know,